COVID and the homeless. One aspect that HPR's Ashley Mizuo has been looking into is the arrests made by Honolulu police when the stay-at-home orders first went into effect months ago. She joins us this morning to talk about the story behind the numbers. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
So what did you find when you went out in the field?
Basically, I had gotten to go out into the field with Ara Reyes with Hui Aloha, a homeless advocacy group. She took me out to Kaka'aka Waterfront Park, and then we continued on through to the H1 freeway going up Pi'ikoi. There's a couple of people there. One of the people I talked to, her name was Sonia Taglias. She was arrested during the stay-at-home orders because she and her partner Joe had been in a closed park, and she also had an arrest warrant out for her. And because it was a Friday, she was in jail all weekend, and she said she and Joe just pretty much lost all of their belongings. Reyes told me that that's the reason why so many homeless people have outstanding arrest warrants. It's because they don't want to go to court because they don't want to lose all of their belongings.
You cannot leave your stuff anywhere. People came to the courthouse with their car, that the court people are not going to let them bring their cars inside or leave their cars out front. And we want to push all our stuff from wherever they are all the way just to go to court for a stupid ticket that, well, they're going to take my stuff eventually one day, but I'm going to hold on to it for as long as I can.
And, you know, things are supposed to be stored if people are arrested or the items are obstructing the area or the sidewalk. But the storage facility is all the way out in Halava and not really accessible by bus. So all the people I spoke to said it's really difficult to go and retrieve their things. So most people just cut their losses and let it go anyway. But what makes this particularly difficult for many people is when important documents are taken, things like an ID maybe, and almost all of the people I spoke with, both in Kaka'aka Waterfront Park and then also by the freeway, they all pretty much said that they haven't had an ID in years because it was taken at some point when they were arrested or was like lost in their things. And that just makes it even more difficult to, you know, re-enter.
So how much of these low-level citations, how much of a burden is it on the homeless population?
Yeah, it can become a pretty big burden. David Shock, who is a case manager at the service provider, Hawaii Health Harm Reduction Center, or HDRC, he's part of the Law Enforcement Assistant Diversion Program that works to divert low-level offenders, like the ones who are violating the sit and lie ordinances or sidewalk obstruction, from being arrested.
If nobody steps in to kind of facilitate that journey to addressing the legal concern, nothing happens. And those tickets just multiply and multiply and multiply until the bench warrant's issued, where they just get arrested and put into jail. And when you look at things like the jails, especially in the middle of a pandemic, is that really the answer to what we want? Do we want to be shoving people in fine conditions with minimal health support?
And these concerns are really similar to those that the American Civil Liberties Union of Hawaii mentioned when during our HPR investigation into the disparate enforcement of the stay-at-home orders. The ACLU and Shaku made it pretty clear that those who get citation after citation can quickly see their legal troubles just completely spiral out of control. HDRC also mentioned that when people are arrested and then let out of jail with pretty much no belongings, it makes it really difficult for outreach workers to find people they were working with to offer housing vouchers or other resources.
So generally, how do these homeless deal with the citations when they get them?
One of the people I spoke with, his name's Alvaro Alvarez. He lives in Kaka'aka Waterfront Park. He tries his best to take care of the citations, he says, but it's really difficult.
I do community services again. If I have a little bit of extra cash that I can't afford, I pay $25, $100.
He used to make some money doing landscaping work, but the man who hired him lost a lot of accounts due to the COVID-19 pandemic, so he hasn't really been able to get those job gigs. He says also that he could definitely use the money he puts to his citations for other expenses. He's one of the last few people living in Kaka'aka Waterfront Park after the city took over the land from the state. There's been a lot more formal enforcement in the area, what the city calls compassionate disruption, and others would refer to as sweeps.
Okay, but didn't the city like pause the formal enforcement during the stay-at-home orders for a while?
Right, yeah. Between March 23rd and April 20th, they had paused the formal enforcement. Informal enforcement's basically when the city clears homeless encampments. But those formal enforcements require notification, storage guidelines, and usually comes with a lot of service outreach leading up to the enforcement. But that isn't necessarily the case when HPD is just responding to community concerns. So that's why you'll still see people people being cited for park closure violations and sit in line during the formal enforcement pause. Mayor Caldwell paused the formal enforcement and reopened public bathrooms, which were originally closed during the shutdown, but was reopened after a lot of advocates, service groups, and CDC guidance kind of came out saying that they should reopen them.
Yeah, and that was for cleanliness, right? It's like, they need to wash their hands and
right.
use the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. But then after that, the enforcement of the laws were reinstated, formal enforcement was reinstated. But the city and county's executive director and Office of Housing, Mark Alexander, he explained that enforcement only happened after the city launched additional services, like the Post Tent Facility, which is a temporary triage center for the homeless in Kehi Lagoon Park.
The established post, we also had 24/7 transportation available. So if HPD encountered someone in a park at 2 in the morning and they wanted to get help, we had a van that could take them right from wherever they were on the island, right? So that was employed. So once all those things were in place, we felt very comfortable enforcing the law and protecting both homeless persons as well as the general public.
Alexander, he emphasized a bunch of times that the shutdown did not affect the enforcement policy, and it's all dictated by the amount of services available. So once they had post and the additional quarantine facility, that's how they decided to reinstate the formal enforcement. And then he says, in anticipation of a second wave of coronavirus triggering another shutdown, the city is continuing the post program and keeping the homeless quarantine facility on Ka'ahi Street open. So far, he says, about 80 people have used that quarantine facility, and that there's one post site that can accommodate up to 100 people, and the city is also prepared to scale up for more sites if there is another lockdown.
So just to clarify, so they kind of put the pause on the enforcement during the lockdown. But if the community, anyone in the community complained about a certain park, they responded to check out to see what the problem was.
Right, yeah. HPD still has to respond to community complaints. So they weren't the formal enforcement with the notification and all of the guidelines that they have to follow. It's more of a just got a complaint from HPD has to respond.
Right, so they were in the park. They weren't supposed to be there after hours, and they kind of got caught up in this whole thing.
Right, right.
Okay. And then any sense from the police, you know, when you were digging through all those records, you know, just on how many people were homeless?
Yeah, during when I dug through the arrest records for the original story, it came out that about 1 in 5 people that were arrested did have indications of homelessness in their court records. So when you look back at their court history, you'll see them cited multiple times for things like sit-and-lie violation, sidewalk obstruction, a lot of contempt, criminal court contempt, which is just basically they have an arrest warrant out for them. Those kinds of things. Yeah.
And then the outreach providers that you talked to, so have they, I don't know, what was the sense that they got that people were complying, you know, generally with, you know, the mask recommendations, that kind of thing, and the physical distancing?
Right. I mean, they're trying their best, but a lot of the people don't have access. One of the people I spoke to, Alvarez, he said that sometimes he was able to get masks or PPE from outreach providers, but that it is difficult to, you know, keep all of that stuff together.
Okay. Yeah. So interesting kind of interesting stories out there on the street as everybody tries to cope with COVID-19. But thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you.
We have been talking with HPR's Ashley Mizuo. Check out her stories on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.